Sometimes in football, the result doesn't befit what it should have been, and I think we've had one of those days today.
Do you think you deserved at least a point from that one?
I thought we deserved to win. We're country miles better than Halifax today, and they know it. They've got out of jail and they mugged us, and I think they know that.
So what do you put it down to, those late goals? Is it, do you credit Halifax for not giving up, or was it errors by your team?
It wasn't errors, no. They've just had a little bit of fortune in the last couple of minutes there. So I can only remember them having one shot at our goal in the previous 89 and a half minutes. But, you know, it happens. Feel bitterly disappointed for my boys, devastated, because they've worked so hard today. They've carried out the game plan to perfection. And, you know, as I say, that sometimes the result doesn't befit the performance and what it should have been. But they can hold their heads up high today because they deserve the 3 points.
So when it got to 90 minutes and your team still 1-0 up, you must have thought that you were going to go on and win it, or certainly get a point.
I didn't see any danger. You know, they did the big diagonal 60-yard ball all game, and it hadn't caused us a problem. But, you know, the boys won a flick. They're saying he was offside, but I don't know. But as you say, they've had that little bit of fortune, and sometimes that happens when you're on a winning run. You know, we had little bits of slices of luck when we were six games unbeaten, but we're having that little spell at the moment where it's not really going for us, and everything we do, we're getting punished for. But it'll turn again.
I guess games like this against your promotion rivals, it's not just the fact that you've lost, but it's the fact that they've got another 3 points towards their push as well.
Well, the fact that we're coming towards the end of January and we're talking about promotion rivals, that, you know, that's a credit to us. I'm pleased with that. We are where we are. We're there on merit. And if you look at the performance today, it's not gone the way it should have gone. And we would have been a lot closer to them, but, you know, there's a long way to go. And if we keep playing like that, that 7 points won't mean a lot in a few games.
Two new signings that you've made in the last couple of weeks, Ellis Deeney and Tyler Weir. You chose to start with both of them today. How do you assess their performance?
Along with the other nine boys and the lads who came on, I thought they were both magnificent. Every single player in a Worcester shirt today, I'm proud of them, because they couldn't have given us any more. The work rate, the commitment, the way they kept the football and passed it, at times they couldn't cope with us. And, you know, overjoyed with all of them.
Luke Ayres and Simon Brown, neither of them featured in the 17-man squad today. Was that because of injuries?
Yeah, both of them have picked up little knocks. Brownie's been feeling his hamstring, although he doesn't feel it's too bad, and he should be okay for next week. And Ayres, he's been feeling his shoulder. He's got a bit of a nerve problem in the shoulder. So, you know, that's why they both missed out today.
The two new players who came in did seem to bring something, and despite the result, do you feel they've strengthened your squad?
I think without question. You know, Tyler's gone in that middle of midfield holding role, and he looks composed on the ball. He reads the game well, he breaks things up well, he's got good energy levels. And Ellis, he's got a super pedigree. He's been at Villa for 10 or 11 years. He's got good pace, a good attitude, lovely left peg. So they'll be great additions to us. And you know, once they settle in properly, I'm sure you'll see why we brought them to the club.
Will you have to let any players go to accommodate these two new signings?
Well, we'll have to. We've got a couple of injuries at the moment, so we'll keep assessing that, and I'll keep speaking with the board. But the fact that we've brought the two players in hasn't really changed what we've been spending with Luke going out to Leamington. So, I don't know. We'll keep talking. I can't answer that at the moment.
You haven't had a home game now since Boxing Day. You must be looking forward to getting Colwyn Bay down there next Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we've had better results at home, but you know, sometimes you can beat yourself up about results. You have to look at the performance, and today we should be going home next week in the game against Colwyn Bay on the back of a victory and looking to build on that. But it's not to be. So dust ourselves down, keep working hard, keep believing in ourselves, because it can be a cruel game, and I think we've witnessed that today.
Do you think it's going to be hard to pick the players back up after losing three consecutive games in 2012?
Not at all. You know, if you look at that,